The Dragon Reread is brought to you by the Armadillo Podcasting Club. Hello there. Welcome back to The Dragon Reread. We are finally returning to watch episode 3 of the Wheel of Time TV show, season 2. It's been a while, you may have noticed. We got distracted by many things. And we think we mostly remember some of what happened in the previous episode.
Yeah.
My main memory is that it is, in my opinion, off the rails.
Yeah, definitely, like, they in the first book, I feel like they... Sorry, first book. First season, I feel like they, like, vaguely followed, at least up until a point, the plot points of the first book. Although they kind of go off the rails in that one too, now that I'm thinking about it. Like with the horn under the chair and Loial definitely dying at the end of the series.
He's totally dead.
Yeah. But and the love triangle thing, which let's not talk about that. But yeah, season two, it's hard to find touch points from the books in what we're seeing, right?
Yeah. Matt's being held prisoner by Liandrin.
Uh-huh.
And he meets Min, who's also being held prisoner.
For reasons.
Yeah,
but not necessarily by Liandrin, maybe just by somebody else.
Yeah, but I mean, luckily they get to share a cell and, you know, share some drinks.
Yeah, they got some wine.
Yeah.
Perrin, I guess, got captured by the Shanshan in a random village while traveling around with the Shinarans.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah, so the, yeah.
So I guess they, like, the Shanshan landed their ships, and then those 30 guys carrying a pyramid palanquin with the royal in it, they walked 3,000 miles
to that through all village. These piece of shit towns. Well, no.
You forgot the most important part. Mm-hmm. The Shanshan showed up and killed that child with a tidal wave, right? Wasn't that a thing?
Oh, yeah. Summoned a tidal wave for that child.
That one child who they really fucking hated.
That child was baby Hitler.
Yeah, luckily the Shanshan showed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully they are able to capture a little bit more of the characters in this coming episode.
Oh, we forgot what Rand is doing, which is...
Oh, yeah.
He's infiltrating a sanitarium where Loghain is...
It's unclear whether he's doing that on purpose.
I thought it was pretty obvious he was. Like, he started the fight with the guy who...
Like, that's why...
So he could take over his job so he could have access to Loghain.
I think.
But he's been talking about how he wants to leave my old past behind and forget about it. But, you know, seeking out Loghain and learning how to channel...
Okay.
And shacked up with Celine.
Yeah, I was going to say, are you sure he wasn't just saying that to, like, get a little bit of that Celine action? He's like, he's just trying to... my past is so dark.
Yeah.
You know, just to appear more mysterious and aloof, because that's what chicks are
doing. I'm so hurt on the inside. If only someone would fix me.
With their lady parts, I don't know. This is the only way I can be healed.
And they continue to do Nynaeve dirty.
Yeah, right. And it was frustrating to me because the whole thing where it's like listening at the door and then you miss the part that, like, the important part or whatever, that's such an overdone...
It's a bad plot.
Play, right? It just doesn't. Oh, yeah.
And with the number one person who would never, like, listen outside a door and then go off all like tearful.
Because she would kick in the door and punch them in the face.
The person she would.
With the least chill in all of the circular history of the world.
Yeah, Nynaeve would be like face punches for everyone. You know.
Yeah, right. She would punch the daughter of Andor right in her stupid face.
Yeah,
for just hearing that.
Yeah.
So yay, we met Elaine. She seems pretty accurate so far.
Yeah, which is to say annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, that means they did that character exactly right?
Little rich girl.
Yeah.
So, we're ready, I think, for episode 3, and we'll talk to you all after the break. And we're back.
Yeah.
We just watched episode 3 of the Wheel of Time show, season 2.
Yes.
I would say that I went into this with very low expectations, and now I have very low impressions.
So you're saying it hit right on the mark.
It's exactly what I expected.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, so that's a level up at this point, only by lowering your expectations.
That's the secret.
To life, really. So we started off with the acceptance ceremony, Nynaeve being tested.
Yeah.
And they told her, hey, this is going to really suck, and Nynaeve's like, yeah, let's go time, you know?
Yeah, and that was pretty faithful, I thought, pretty all right.
Yeah, the first one was with her parents, and they're killed by, I guess, some random dudes. We decided they were Terran fairy
folk. A lot of bandits.
Yeah, like for some reason, right? Like, I can't imagine what they had that would attract that many bandits, but they really wanted to kill
those
people.
It was the Terran fairy folk. Oh. Those fucking Terran fairy folk.
That's why we don't like the Terran fairy folk, because they set upon us when we're at the stream filling our buckets.
Yeah, they just like to murder. I don't know why.
Well, thank God they were all massacred. They're a bunch of assholes.
Yeah. Then Nynaeve comes out of that. She has to leave her parents to get massacred, and then they throw a bunch of water on her. And
In a really nice amphora.
Yeah, really good amphora. I hope nothing's going to happen to that amphora.
Yeah, Jeff Comet is like, that's the most beautiful amphora I've ever seen.
Really good amphora.
Yeah. Yeah, and surely it'll survive the rest of the scene, right?
And then she had something where there's a plague going on in the Two Rivers.
Which I think is actually also true to the books. I remember that with the thing. Like, there was a disease, or there was something happening in the Two Rivers, and there was a...
And Daisy Conger had become the wisdom.
That shitty wisdom.
It was just a mean...
Oh,
it
you're right.
It was just a mean wisdom.
The wisdom was just a meanie?
It was just the wisdom was being rude and bullying everyone.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like...
And Nynaeve was like, that's my job.
How exactly are you going to help this problem?
In this case, yeah, there was a plague, and they just had a shitty wisdom who was like, well,
it was Matt's mom was the wisdom.
Oh. Yeah, Nelly Caffon.
Because, like, fuck Matt's family.
Yeah.
People who made this show just, like, can't stop making Matt's family be terrible.
I thought the implication was that Matt's mom was just, like, giving that Crimson Thorn to poison the people who
she
were
was.
Sick
she
and
was.
Gonna die.
She was
like, I don't know how to heal these people.
Yeah, I don't know how to heal them. I don't know
how to make this problem go away.
And of course
it's Tamall Thor for reasons. Yeah. I guess they'd already paid that actor. They're like,
he's a good actor.
Yeah, sure.
Had to keep him on the books for the what's it, the guild thing, right?
Have we seen Tom Marilyn so far this season?
No.
Okay.
No, he's dead.
He's totally dead. That's right. He killed. Yeah, that Myrdal got him.
Yeah, no one could survive that.
No.
So, speaking of things that no one could survive, right?
It goes through a third trial, and there's a fake out.
When we first saw the trial, it was like really, it was kind of a cop out. It was like, there's like shadows and blood, and then she comes out and it's like, whoa, okay, I guess that was the third trial.
Yeah, she's
but
like,
no.
Yeah, well, she was wearing a red dress and she came out, and I think she was holding Lan's Hadori or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
So I guess she was supposed to have murdered him, but not known?
But not remember. It's supposed to be implied that that's what happened. But it was pretty obviously a fake out, I thought, because it was different. And then she like, and he's like, well, I quit being an Aes Sedai. And she walks out the front door of Tar Valon.
Yeah.
And Lan is right there. He says, you know what I'd like to do? Go back to the Two Rivers with you. Yeah. Make sweet love.
And then we're like, maybe this isn't real life. And sure enough, she's still in the... She never left the arches. The arch appears, and she's like, nah, I'm just going to ride this bone train and see where it goes. And it goes to, Bone Town.
Apparently he fucks so good that it makes her forget where she is.
Yeah. Which, that's Lan, right?
Yeah.
If anyone can, it's Lan.
The way back only comes but once.
But Lan comes all night long.
I think she made the right call. I mean, to stay in there, like the paradise world or whatever, designed by magic or chosen from the multiverse to be the most appealing world to her.
Yeah, I mean, like, what are the Aes Sedai got to offer her? You know, pain and, like, being shitty to each other? That's what the Aes Sedai do, so,
Right.
Yeah.
And so she stays in there and doesn't come out, and everyone assumes she's dead because no one ever comes out of that, the Terra of Real.
Yeah.
So surely she won't.
Yeah.
And then later, she comes back.
Yeah, for some reason. Oh, yeah, that's right. They kill her family off. She's like, well, I guess I'm done here.
Okay, I take it back. 5 years later, the family all dead. I have a qualm with this. I have many quibbles. But the whole point is that she has to give up the lives that she might have had if she's not an Aes Sedai, right?
Sure.
Right.
She has to give up her past, her what's going on right now. She has to give up her potential futures. But she doesn't, right? They all just die. And then she actually tries to carry her little girl through the doorway with her.
Mm-hmm.
So she's not giving anything up.
Nope.
Like, no, she has literally to,
like,
nothing.
She has to like look her little girl in the face and say, no, mommy's not going to help you. You're going to die with the rest of them.
That's what I thought it was going to have to be.
Yeah, but no, she's like, no, I'm taking the kid with me. Of course, the kid doesn't come. And it's like, traumatic in its own way. But yeah, that definitely didn't seem like it held true to the purpose of the test.
Yeah, that's the whole point. And we developed a theory while watching this that the way the three... arches, Angreal, Terra Angreal actually works is that all well-adjusted people would choose to stay there because it's better there.
Yeah.
And only like someone who's broken would come back to be an Aes Sedai, and that's why it filters out all the normal people and only like broken people become Aes Sedai. That's why they're all weird jerks.
Yeah, they're all weird jerks because, you know, the ones who would choose a paradise, which is like most normal people, just they stay in paradise. Yeah, it makes sense.
Man, I wish I had a get out of jail free card. If like, you know, your life ends up being shitty, like, I don't know, look, there's an arch, I'm just gonna go
never mind, try something else. Yeah.
Just and gonna erase all to that. Yeah. Yep. Trollocs, fuck that. Right. Yeah. I'm going back to wizard school.
So I guess there was a thing that happened in the books that never went anywhere, is that Nynaeve was able to channel right in the arches and no one's supposed to be able to do that.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So I guess, you know, she breaks the rules, right?
Yep.
Anyway, so the other big thing was Rand and Loghain, and Rand's plan of making it into Loghain. It was his plan to like ask him how to
channel, I guess. And Loghain's like, okay, but only if you bring me booze.
Yeah. He gives him a fetch quest.
Yeah. And he does. He goes and he gets help from his evil girlfriend, Selene, to break into a Kyrian party, right?
And like all slumlord innkeeper, she can easily source some fancy duds and get him into a high society party.
Sure, sure.
Right, yeah. I don't know why they don't all do that all the time, right?
Yeah, where he steals the wine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, in their defense, I suppose she is actually a Forsaken, so she probably just mind-controlled somebody and letting them into the party,
probably,
right?
True. Those are probably all mind-controlled, compulsioned people that don't know where they are.
Yeah.
In a nod to the books, they do have Rand receive a invitation from one of the Kyrian and people, which he promptly burns.
Yeah,
and they're like, oh, he burned the invitation. Which is, straight out of the books. But at a different point, I think, right?
Yeah, he just did that on his own.
Yeah.
Because he was staying there and they kept him. Because he, like, remember, it was because Moraine threw away all of his normal clothes and all he had was fancy coats.
Yeah.
So they thought he was a noble, so they started sending him invitations.
Was it Moraine or was it Tom who taught Rand all about the Game of Houses? I can't remember.
It was Tom.
But that was later, I think. At least at first, I don't think he knew about it.
Mm-hmm.
Or he was aware of it but didn't know how to play or whatever, you know?
Yeah. But anyway, his interaction with Loghain ended up being a big old nothing burger.
Yeah.
Loghain's like,
oh, I'm crazy though.
Yeah. You're fucked. There's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. It almost seemed like it was a symbol, right? You know, there's just something inside you. You want to suppress it, but it's going to keep coming out. And there's nothing you can do to change this fundamental nature of yourself, no matter how much you want to.
I don't get it.
Yeah. It ends up coming to nothing. And then frustrated, Rand goes back and has fire sex with...
No, power sex. Yeah, it's just regular power sex. But then he explodes into fire and burns down her house.
Right.
She's like, no, I'm not afraid of you. You know, you can channel. And he's like, okay.
Yeah, you're not afraid of
him. Guess I'm going to ejaculate fire.
So I guess she regrets that just a little bit.
Yeah, we've all been there, fellas.
It's like, yeah, you know, you get a little worked up and you burn down a house.
He's a teenager, right?
Yeah. Hormones, right? Kids are crazy. Am I right?
So that's all very silly. I think the Selene lady's doing a great job.
Yeah, I think so too.
Sure.
I think a great job of like looking sort of out of place. Like, you know, she doesn't look like anybody else. She's very beautiful. She also is vaguely sinister, but not in a direct way.
Mm-hmm. Except for that one point where she grabbed him with her hand to choke him and said, if you ever leave me again, I'll kill you. That was like less vague, right?
more straight up sinister. Yes.
Yeah, but you know, but Rand was totally into it. That was right before they banged. So, you know,
mm-hmm. Yeah. It's good. Also, Perrin. There's a whole bit with Perrin and the Seanchan.
Yeah. So in the last episode, the Seanchan rolled into town for some reason.
Random town.
Yeah.
Not even a town, like a
village,
collection of huts.
Yeah. The camera people are doing their best, but it's clear that there's only three buildings here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And then the Seanchan palanquin pyramid thing.
Yeah.
And they kill Uno.
Yeah, they just killed Uno. Uno was there.
Yeah, Uno was there, and he's like, I won't swear. They're like, okay. And they shove his face into a spike, which is graphic.
They've got that spike there for him.
Yeah. Now we know.
The whole thing is dumb, but they were so creepy and weird, and like she had Saroth had the fingernails.
I actually really like the way they're doing it.
For her.
Yeah.
I thought it looked really cool.
They're not the way, I don't think they're the way they were depicted in the books, but they are. I really like the way they're doing
it. They're like super creepy and like otherworldly and unfamiliar. Yeah.
Like I the think speaker had awesome. That weird like mask thing, and
part of her hair head was shaved, which I remember was a thing.
Mm-hmm. And the
she had the Texas twang that went in and out, the southern
yeah.
twang.
It was. I wish they had leaned a little more into it because it was very subtle. But yeah, there was a bit of a twang.
It wasn't subtle. It came and went.
Yeah, that's what it was. The way they did the Suldam and the Domine was interesting. You know, instead of the collar, they have a mouthpiece and face paint, I guess. I don't know if we've seen the other way that
they wear the face paint, they have the mouthpiece. Yeah, sure, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting, you know.
Because it was a leash, right? Like an actual leash.
Yeah, with leash and collar, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I guess they didn't want to do that for whatever reason.
Sure. Yeah. But you know, it's different. But I'm into it. They're very strange, otherworldly, like you said, mm-hmm. and they're interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, they looked cool. But what they actually did was, I mean, I guess the show just does not care about the map at all, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Sure.
Because they're like 3,000 miles away from where they're supposed to be, right? And did they carry that palanquin 3,000 miles
through each shitty town?
Yeah,
they have channelers. They just floated it.
Anyway, so what they came here to enslave this one random village, and they captured the Shinarans and Perrin, and they put Perrin in a caravan back to Falm for some reason. I guess because Ishmael
told them to. I guess because he's an advisor to the Shanshan or something.
Yeah, because he's into Perrin for some unclear reason.
Yes. But Perrin summons his wolf friends, so that was
fun. And Elias shows up and rescues just Perrin. Yeah.
Rescues just Perrin and kills a man with his teeth, I think.
That guy was wearing armor. That guy was wearing a gorget and a faceplate.
Yeah, he bit through the armor. I don't know.
I don't think that is the best choice, Elias, but I admire the hustle.
I'm almost glad that they didn't show how that happened because it must have been real messy.
I assume he was working on that for at least an hour.
The wolves are, you know, doing their thing, and he's just like,
get off, man.
Dude, I'm wearing armor. You know, you're going to get through this armor if you keep doing that. And then we got him, finally.
Okay, it's very silly.
Yeah.
But the Elias guy looked great. Very, very wolfy. I love that guy.
Yeah, Elias is well cast and, like, well done. Like, that's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he rescues Perrin, which is good, I guess. Mm-hmm. Although, why didn't Ishmael just, like, fry all the wolves or something? Like, if this is his plan.
Well, remember, there's a Shanshan... I still don't know how the wolves are doing, because remember, there's a Shanshan channeler who was blasting them also.
It's true, yeah. I wonder if the wolves are going to get names.
That's a good question. We should have met whatever. At least one by name at this point, right?
Dapple was the leader of the wolves, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think we've met anyone by name yet.
Yeah, so I guess not those ones that got blown up by the Domine.
Well, I suppose not.
Yeah, it's just weird to me because Ishmael is there, and if what he wants is to capture Perrin why did he let him get taken? I don't know.
Unclear, yeah. Ishmael's got other things to worry about, I guess.
Yeah. So far, no one has responded to Ishmael except Perrin. Maybe he's only Perrin can see him. Remember, because... I don't know if this is true, but Ishmael may be like half trapped where he's like not actually there.
He's a projection. Oh, he's just a vision. Oh, that could be,
Has he touched anybody? I don't remember.
Yeah, because Perrin has those two worlds, so maybe Ishmael's trapped in the second world?
Remember if he touched that little kid in the episode with the Council of Evil. I don't know.
And I guess lastly, there's Matt.
Yeah,
in that prison cell for some reason.
And Landrin's like, fucking, I'm bored with you, and like lets him go.
She's like sad about Nynaeve not coming back or something.
Well, that's what it seems, right? Like she's like, you know, you're useless. She really tears into Matt. Like, it's not very nice. She's you're worthless and you're trash, and also your friends don't like you.
Know him. I mean, okay, this is manipulation, right? Because she's been withholding the letters from his friends.
Right? True.
And so she's letting him go. ..
Yeah. Well, he goes to... He's like, oh, I'm going to go talk to Egwene. And she's crying and is like, that's not my scene. She just leaves.
That's so not that... I mean, whatever.
No, you're right. This Matt is, from beginning to end, has been strange. Like, a strange interpretation.
This Matt sucks, right?
Yeah. But, you know, he hasn't gotten his memory enema, so who knows? Maybe that'll... Mm-hmm. Right. Maybe that'll change him.
That'd be great. I think that was supposed to happen right about now, right? With the dagger and everything?
Doesn't that... You, no, he lost his memories, but he hasn't gotten his new ones yet. He gets those in... the Aiel Waste, I think.
Mm. Anyway, so she... Leander lets him go. Uh-huh. It's part of her manipulation. I guess we don't exactly know why. He takes Min with her, but Min is part of the plan with Leander.
Yeah.
For some reason.
For some reason.
Well, because Leander says that she'll be free of the Aes Sedai. But she does it in that Aes Sedai way, where like... We won't ever be your problem again, which really means she's going to be dead.
Yeah,
right?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. So yeah, I guess Min is working for Leandrin, and she and Matt are going to go on the road together. Which, you know, I actually enjoyed their little kind of buddy comedy bit. So yeah. maybe that'll be fun. I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I think they work well together. The Min they've got is great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. It's good Min.
Just like in the book, I want to see more of her.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I feel like they've mess it up thoroughly.
Well, you know, they've just decided they're not going to do the books, right? Like, they're like, we have some characters and we have a world and we're just kind of going to do our own thing with it. It feels like, you know?
Yeah, that's what it feels like, but I don't feel like what they're replacing it with is very good, right? It doesn't seem to be very internally consistent. There doesn't seem to be any, like, the world doesn't feel well built. Like, nothing really seems to make sense. Yeah. The characters are sort of very, very written. They're not very lifelike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Costumes are cool.
Costumes are great.
Yeah.
The sets, the few that they have are good, but they it's really clear that they've got like one room of the White Tower and one hallway.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they use the warder balcony again in this episode, remember?
Oh, yeah, the warder suicide balcony.
Yeah. They had Egwene and Leandrin have a little tiff there just for a minute.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope they use that Kyrian and fancy party set again.
Yeah, that was a nice-ass room.
Cool.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
Yeah, I mean, like, they must have spent a lot on that room. They're surely going to use that again.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so from here, I'm not sure where I think they're going next.
It's off the rails.
Yeah, it could be anything. You know, Nynaeve does come back, so she's back. In the tower, she's now an accepted. I wonder if they're going to do NDA or not. Do you think they're going to send Nynaeve and Egwene and Elaine off the road?
That happened after the whole Seanchan Egwene slavery thing.
Oh, you're right. Yeah,
when Leandrin sent Egwene and Nynaeve and not Elaine, I forget.
Yeah,
off and just gave him to the Seanchan.
Oh, maybe that's what's going
to
happen.
Like. What was her name? Semir Haj was telling her to do that or something?
I don't remember. But yeah, one of the Forsaken was doing that. So maybe they're going to go that direction with it.
And then at the end of that, that's when the Amyrlin Seed says, the only people I can trust are you. So you have to start Nynaeve's detective agency.
Yeah.
and here are your orders. You must throw yourself into every trap you find. And so they did. I hope that there's something like that. That'd be fun. I'm curious to see more of the Seanchan, and I suppose if they're going to follow them now, we will. You know, I didn't enjoy them very much in the books, but so far I like them in the show. All right.
So that's it for this episode. Next time, hopefully with less delay, we're gonna watch episode 4. Join us then. I am Jeff Lake. You can find me at jefflake.info.
I'm Alice Sullivan. That's Blue Bonnet Cafe on Instagram.
I'm Micah Sparkman. I still don't have one of those.
Please share us with anybody you think might like us. Please give us good reviews wherever you got this. If you have any comments, questions, or feedback, please drop us a line at hello@armadillo.club.
We love hearing from you.
Please find out how you can give us your dollars at armadillo.club. Please like us in real life.
We're just so likable.
Until next time.
The light illumine you.
Oh, yeah.